Ramsey TV.
And thus we shall always be together with the Lord. This is what we read at the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when we, the living or surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them, that is, the recently dead who are no longer dead, in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be together with the Lord. Hello, friends, family members, body of Christ, we're family, closer than family. This is your friend Martin Zender. At the end of the week here, going to give you a really high thought here. I'm going to give you a high truth. Because people wonder if we're ever together with the Lord, and the Lord's coming down, and the Lord's going to be head over a kingdom in Jerusalem, then we must have to be with him in Jerusalem because we'll be ever together with the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to think higher. We need to think bigger. Because remember, we are so united with Christ that we're members of his body. There's an instant connection. Now, if our head is sitting over there and our body is sitting over there, then we're not in very good shape in this life, you see. Because in this primitive era, it's very important that our heads are connected to our necks, which are connected to the rest of our bodies. I would say it's essential to life. However, this is the primitive life. This is our, when we look back on this life, we're going to realize how primitive it was, and we're going to wonder, how did I stand a second down there? But when we're made immortal, it doesn't matter if Christ is 10 light years over here and his body is 10 light years over here. We are connected. Well, we're connected now. It's not so primitive after all. Think about this. We're actually connected now with Christ. Who knows how far away he is right now? I mean, I don't know, up in above. You know that the celestial realm, you know that it's a Greek word, epiouranos, right? Ouranos is heavens. Epiouranos is on heavens. So the celestial realm is above the heavens that we see, the heavens where the birds fly. So this is a realm that we have not seen. God has not allowed eye to penetrate it, except for when he sent the Apostle Paul into the third heaven. Then he sent him back and he couldn't talk about it. You know that's always upset me a little bit. But so he's higher than us now, God knows how many light years. And yet we have this vital connection with him in spite of the distance. He's the head of the body. And as I said the other last week, he orchestrates the body. He choreographs the body. So in our immortal state, then we will be, let me put it this way, we will have all the authority of Christ. Our word will carry the weight of Christ's word. And so essentially now, where he is, we are, and where we are, he is. He delegates us, just as God delegates him. It goes down the line. Watch this. God delegates Christ. So when Philip says to Jesus Christ, show us the Father, our Lord says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because Jesus Christ was the perfect image of God. Well, picture this. We, when we are joined with our head, are going to be the perfect image of Christ. So when we are sent to whatever far corners of the universe we need to minister to, people will say, show us Jesus Christ. If you've seen us, you've seen Jesus Christ. If you've heard us, you've heard Jesus Christ. We carry the authority of Jesus Christ. What he says, we say. And what we say, he says. We're one. We are one. Isn't that fantastic? So geographic location does not matter. So Jesus Christ can be here on earth with David and the 12 apostles, and we can be his representatives in the celestial realm, and we are ruling in the celestial realm in his stead. That's right. It is just as though Christ is ruling in the heavens. Well, some people thinking primitively, and I understand why, well, how in the world can Jesus Christ be ruling in the heavens if he's on earth? His body. He's ruling via the intermediary agency of his body. We are the body of Christ. This is a fantastic truth. It's delegated responsibility, but it's even more than that. It's not that. It's the connection of a single organism. The connection between the head and the body. Think of the human body as the analogy. And now take it to the nth level and apply it to us in Christ. See, he still has the control over us now. But now we're still in flesh. You know, it irritates me. I don't like it. But for now, this is how it has to be. We fail. I don't like that. But for now, it has to be that way. But then we will have the perfect mind of Christ. Paul even says in a proleptic manner, we now have the mind of Christ. I believe that's figure of speech known as prolepsis, which is calling what is not as though it were. This is why I tell you that we will, I believe this, I don't have any scripture for it, so this is just me, take it for what it's worth. I believe that we will be judged, we will be the judges at the great white throne. People picture it like Santa Claus. Like Santa Claus is sitting in his big throne at the mall, and all these kids are lined up. How's Santa going to get to all those kids? And then you have the problem of Christmas Eve, where Santa actually has to visit all the homes of the kids. He has to check those lists and check them twice. That takes double the time. Got to make sure who's naughty and nice. Well, if you have 10, if you have 100,000 Santa Clauses, well, there you go. I don't know how many members of the body of Christ there are since the time of Paul. There are many more dead in Christ that are alive than are alive in Christ. Of that, I am convinced. Of course, it's pretty self-evident, I would say. But it's not going to be a problem at the great white throne lining up for the judgment, because we will be the judges. We will have the complete mind of Christ. So when we pass sentence, somebody will try to say, maybe Pharaoh will try to say, hey, no. I don't know who you are. I want to talk to Jesus. I want him to try my case. No. While I'm trying your case, Jesus Christ is trying your case. I have the mind of Christ. But I don't think there will be any objections then, because those vessels of dishonor at the great white throne will fully recognize, even as we are recognized now by Jesus Christ. This is why Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, you Corinthians can't settle any little disputes among you. Is there not a wise man among you who can settle these disputes? Do you really feel you have to go to the judges, lawyers of this world? You're going to be judging angels. That's not a crazy idea that just popped into Paul's head one day. That is prophecy. That is scripture. That came directly from the Lord. So we will judge angels. If we're going to judge angels, celestial messengers, think of that. Why wouldn't we be at the great white throne judging human beings? And I'm especially fond of the idea of judging those people we knew in this life who maybe in this life didn't think so much of us. Maybe in this life thought we were kind of strange, maybe irritating, maybe even unseemly and misbehaved. But then, well, we all still sin. We don't want to. We try not to. And we know we're justified. But being justified doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. But God has his eye on us. He knows. He uses flawed vessels. Keep that in mind. We're flawed by design. He uses flawed vessels so that the greatness of the power might be of him and not of us. That's a great way to do it, I got to admit. A flawed vessel, do his magic with a flawed vessel. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. What do you see our roles at the great white throne? So we will be operating in Christ's stead at the great white throne. And it could be the other way too. When Christ could be in the celestial realm on his celestial throne, and for an afternoon, maybe for a two-week vacation, he could delegate us to earth and say, yeah, you know, go run the Israel thing for a while. I'm going to send a few of you representatives, go down there and run the earthly kingdom. Now see, maybe if some of these Israel fetishists heard that, maybe they'd be more interested in going to the celestial realm, knowing that they'll be able to go to and fro. From the celestial to the terrestrial, from the celestial to the terrestrial, up and down, at will, at the whim of Christ, at the direction of Christ. But it will be our own direction as well, because there will not be any thought then that will be motivated within ourselves apart from apart from Christ operating in us fully and completely, 100% filled with the Spirit. We only have the earnest. We only have the earnest of that Spirit now. But it's the first fruit of a great crop, a great ingathering, a great filling of the Holy Spirit to come, and soon.